First, we can talk about the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
Okay.
This is a really amazing event that we're really lucky to have at the Joplin Public Library this month. This event takes place in 400 different venues across 6 continents during only 1 week. And so this film festival has 10 short films that are 2 hours altogether, and they're selected and shown across the globe, and the audience is more than welcome to vote on their favorite one that they see. It's going to be at the Joplin Public Library on Saturday, October 5th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then also from 4 to 6 p.m. Admission is free, and you just get to watch some really creative and unique films.
Right. We just had the Springfield version of Manhattan Short last weekend, and I know Joplin Public Library has been doing it all this week.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. And the next up, ProMusica is going to be presenting the Brentano Quartet this Friday, October 4th, at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Free and open to the public, as are most of ProMusica's concerts. ProMusica has actually turned 40 this year, and so they are celebrating by bringing back some of their favorites, and the Brentano Quartet is one of them. They first came to Joplin in 1995, 1996, and then again in 2015-16, and so now they're bringing them back. They are a string quartet. They were the first ensemble in residence at Princeton University, and then they currently are the ensemble in residence at Yale. So these people know their stuff, and they are going to be amazing. Another fun thing about ProMusica concerts is they do a lot of outreach, so they'll take the groups, you know, to different schools, to workplaces, to perform and just kind of get that firsthand experience of seeing that instrument up close.
And seeing a fine professional string quartet at that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can't beat that price.
No,
Next up is the Music from New Zealand. This is part of MSSU's Oceania semester, and they always do a themed semester. This time it's grouped around, about 12 to 14, I think, different countries.
In the Pacific region, yes.
Yes. And so they have a variety of different events going on. They have a film festival. They have music events. They have, try different foods from that country. And this concert that is free and open to the public on October 8th at 7:30 at Missouri Southern State University's Corley Auditorium, you'll learn all about New Zealand culture and also their indigenous people, Maori. And they'll have different types of music that you will listen to. And flautist Alexis Still will showcase this music. And they'll also have some collaboration from the MSSU students as well.
And she, indeed, is also a world-renowned soloist.
Yes. And then next up, we have the 48-hour film competition. I guess that October is all about film. This is the Halloween edition of Spiva's Film Spiva. They have that event every year, and this year they're doing a Halloween edition. And if you want to be on the team, it's only $20. It's Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. You meet at Spiva, get the criteria, and then return your film to Bookhouse Cinema on Monday, October 20th. And then if you want to watch all of these films that people create in only 48 hours that are going to be kind of spooky and horror-themed, you can just go to Bookhouse Cinema on October 24th, and I think starting at 5:30, they will have a screening of all of those really fabulous films. Next up, we've got S'mores and Pours Night Market. This is at the Joplin Empire Market on Saturday, October 19th, 7 p.m. Joplin Empire Market has a night market every now and then. It's free and open to the public. If you haven't checked it out, it's really fun, and you'll find a variety of different things at this market. It's a Four Seasons market. They'll have all different types of fare for sale. They'll have apple bobbing, pumpkin painting. They'll actually even have some pours from Joplin's first and newest brewery, which is called Chaos Brewing Company, that's coming soon as well. So check that out. It's fun. They'll have it in their festival courtyard, weather permitting. And then kind of a really awesome class that I think is going on is Glass Lanterns with Jane McCauley over at Spiva Center for the Arts. This class is on Saturday, October 26th from 12:30 to 4:30. It's for ages 13 plus. But you will get to create your own glass lantern. She has a couple different designs to choose from. I think there's a snowman or maybe a more fall scene. But if you have an idea for a lantern that you'd like to make, this is something that you could put like a tea light inside and have outside on your deck or inside just for ambiance. Jane McCauley is a fabulous glass artist, and she's a wonderful teacher at that. The class is only $40, and pre-registration is advised because her classes are very popular. And then next up is something very near and dear to my heart. It's our first performance in the Curtains Up series for this season, in our Connect Culture Curtains Up series. We are bringing Ailey 2 to Joplin out of New York City. This is a junior company of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater in New York City. 12 gifted students from the Ailey School that are developing their skills further through instruction, community outreach, and professional performances. They go on a variety of tours throughout the year worldwide. And it's just amazing. When I was looking at the bios for these artists, they're from far away, but they're also from very close. I mean, the farthest away was probably from Geneva, Switzerland, and then there was one from Bentonville, Arkansas. So, you know, they're from all over, but they are experts, and they're so athletic, these dancers. But Alvin Ailey really popularized modern dance and with a multicultural and multiracial aspect to it as well. So we're really excited to bring them to the Joplin High School on October 29th at 7:30 p.m., tickets are for sale. They range from $20 to $30. We also have discounted package tickets. So if you go onto our website and take a look at our season, if there's more than one that you kind of want to see, then I would suggest buying those discounted package tickets.
And that is Connect2Culture, connect2culture.org.
Yes. Next up, something else exciting this month, actually, specifically, is that it's National Arts and Humanities Month, which is October long. It's a nationwide collective celebration of arts and culture in America. It's just a time when we encourage people to get more involved with arts and culture and start their relationship with it. So obviously attending any of these events would help you out and help you celebrate National Arts and Humanities Month. We've also got some wonderful theater coming up. We have Spring Awakening at Joplin Little Theater from October 17th through the 19th at 7:30 p.m. And there's a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. And I haven't actually had a chance to see Spring Awakening, but I know it's wildly popular. And this is for mature audiences, so if you want to keep that in mind, Spring Awakening is an electric, vibrant celebration of youth and rebellion that fuses issues of morality, sexuality, and rock and roll into a powerful emotional story. So I think this is actually not part of Joplin Little Theater's normal season, but it's a fundraiser for Joplin Little Theater. Tickets are $12 admission, and the Dream Theater Troupe is putting on this performance. We have some fun new exhibits going on at Spiva. The 72nd membership show going on at Spiva. You're going to see a variety of local artwork from artists in Joplin and around Joplin, probably some people that are in Springfield as well. But there will be over 100 pieces of artwork in this show. It's one of their most popular. That's going on throughout October, so October 12th through December 14th. So it'll be around a couple months. And then they're also going to be having Catherine Kirkland in the Regional Gallery with her exhibit, What's the Point, from October 12th to December 21st. She's actually an artist from Lenexa, Kansas, and she has really vivid pieces of artwork that use pointillism. So they have lots and lots of little dots that make up her pictures. So that's a really interesting and thought-provoking exhibit. There's also a really neat exhibit going on at Missouri Southern State University's gallery called their Spiva Art Gallery, October 8th through 30th. They're going to have Ladylike by Emily Beck. Beck both explores and challenges the female gender construction through video, animation, and sculpture in this exhibit. She's an associate professor at the University of Notre Dame. Her work examines the stereotypes that complicate the progress of those identifying as female, and that's also free and open to the public.
Well, as usual, a great many things, and we've just, again, kind of skimmed the surface of what's going on in Joplin in arts, culture, and entertainment throughout the month of October. And again, you can visit connect2culture.org Or what's the phone number to call?
417-501-5550, and we can point you in the right direction.